Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
All right, good morning. It's Saturday morning, and it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week. We invite you to get involved by calling 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Yeah, we actually hope you enjoy all the information we bring in and actually ask you to invite your family and friends to tune in. And if you miss any part of the show, of course, you can always listen by podcast. It'll be available later on 101.7 The Team, or you can check it out over at nmmotorsportsreport.com. And coming up on this edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report, the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. We're going to be talking about King of the Track at ABQ Dragway, and NASCAR heads to Texas. Six-time wins again at Martinsville. Jimmy Johnson first to punch his ticket to the finale. Harvick may have to win the Invitational at PIR to advance. Greg Fresquez is going to join us from PIR, and he's going to join the show and tell us about the Can-Am 500 and all the great things that are going on out there next weekend. Napa Auto Care was in Vegas last week with American Tire representing. Doug Wilson's going to join the show as we do a review of SEMA. Brian Sanders locked up the Top Fuel Hydro Championship. Scott Welch is going to interview him live in Phoenix for the show. Ron Capps, of course, left Vegas with an 86-point lead in Funny Car. Only Matt Hagen and Tommy Johnson have a mathematical chance to catch him. Lewis Hamilton wins the Mexican Grand Prix. Nico Rosberg's lead at 19 points with two races to go. And as I said, if you ever miss any of the show or get started a little late, you can always check it out on demand at 1017theteam.com or on podcast at NewMexicoMotorsportsReport.com. Hey, follow the show on Facebook and Twitter at NMMReport. Let's jump right into some drag racing. Excuse me there for a second. Got caught there. John Force defeated daughter Courtney Force in the Funny Car finale at NHRA Toyota Nationals on Sunday. And Anton Brown wrapped up his third Top Fuel season title. John Force powered his Chevy Camaro to a 3.884 pass at 327.19 miles per hour in the finale. It was his 147th victory, fourth of the season, and sixth at the strip at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Brown ended the title chase when he beat Wayne Newby in the quarterfinal. He also won season titles in 2012 and last year. Steve Torrence won the Top Fuel event. Shane Gray topped the Pro Stock field, and Jerry Savoy won in Pro Stock motorcycle in the fifth race of the sixth countdown to the championship. Torrence had a 3.734 at 323.81 to beat J.R. Todd for his third win of the season. Gray had a 6.719 at 204.76 in his Camaro to edge Drew Skillman, and Savoy rode his Suzuki to a 6.915 at 194.13 to beat Andrew Hines. Savoy has six victories this season. It's hard to think about drag racing without thinking about Yearwood Performance. Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the gearhead haven. Yearwood Performance gives you the edge you need on the track and on the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories, Torco racing fuel ready to go, and convenient and safe containers. As a matter of fact, they can actually help you with fuel mileage on the street, making sure you're jetting your car right and everything. As a matter of fact, great little article in the New Mexico Motorsports Report magazine that's available through Yearwood Performance on Nitrous. It's the second of a third-part series. Make sure you stop by Yearwood and pick one of those up. Yearwood Performance, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, across from Costco and on the west side. Buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. As a matter of fact, if next caller right now will win a $25 gift certificate to Yearwood Performance, give us a call. We'll drop it in the mail for you. That's right. $25. Don't have to have any other purchase whatsoever. Available at the West Side Store, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Call now, 994-1017, 994-1017, and we'll hook you up with that. Anton Brown, of course, you know, your champion already with one to go in Top Fuel. The top three in Funny Car, Ron Capps with an 86-point lead over Matt Hagan and Tommy Johnson. Tommy Johnson's 113 back, so, you know, I mean, making it through the first round pretty much eliminates him. But let's look for Ron to actually get it done. In pro stock, I tell you what, there was such a huge lead during the season that once they had the reset going into the championships, it made this thing extremely interesting. Jason Lyne with a 19-point lead over Greg Anderson. You got Shane Gray sitting there, and Vincent Nobile, believe it or not, the Napa car, still got a chance. 138 points back. No, actually, he's eliminated. 131 is the magic number. So you just got, it's down to three. It's going to be Jason Lyon, Greg Anderson, and Shane Gray. Pro Stock Motorcycle, though, the top four drivers, the top three are only divided by, you know, 3 points. Andrew Hines is in a tie with Eddie Craik. Gerald Savoy, 3 points back, and Angelique Sampley still has a chance to win. 110 back. I mean, there would have to be some real problems, but could happen. So it's going to be great to tune in next weekend and watch the finale from Panoma. Want to go check out some racing going on today over at ABQ Dragway. You have the Yearwood Take It to the Track. Gates open at 11 o'clock. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., that's right, King of the Track. The top eight in each class will have a runoff bracket race, and somebody is going to walk away with a Wally in each division. Of course, Wally is the trophy for the season champion in NHRA. So maybe you want to go check that out tomorrow. Gates open at 9 o'clock. Lewis Hamilton won a comfortable Mexican Grand Prix ahead of Nico Rosberg, who did all he had to do to remain in control of his own destiny in the championship fight. Hamilton's win cut the gap to Rosberg to 19 points in the standing, but with just two races left, victory for Rosberg at the end of the next round in Brazil would secure him the title. After a weekend of struggling behind the wheel of his Mercedes, Rosberg's second place could prove to be a defining result in the tail of this year's title if he takes the championship. He twice came under attacks from Max Verstappen on the first lap at turn two and again at turn four on lap 50, but both times resisted the attack from the Red Bull to retain second place. The second time saw Verstappen momentarily ahead after locking up and running wide as Rosberg stuck to the racing line. After Verstappen's move on Rosberg failed, Sebastian Vettel and the Ferrari started to close in on the Red Bull driver. Vettel had led part of the race with a long first stint on the soft tires that meant his second set of tires were 20 laps younger than Verstappen's at the end of the race. The Ferrari caught Verstappen with four laps remaining, but as he attempted a move in turn one, the Red Bull locked up and continued straight over the runoff area. By cutting turn two, Verstappen held the position ahead of Vettel, but after being told by his team to move aside for the Ferrari, he continued at full pace. The youth right there is like, just never listens to anybody on the radio. Following the race, Verstappen was immediately penalized 5 seconds, promoting Vettel to third and dropping Verstappen to fifth. In a bizarre turn of events, Verstappen had already pulled into the podium area in the stadium section before the penalty was confirmed, but he was told to leave the podium green room soon after Vettel brought back from the paddock to take his rightful place on third step. Vettel's anger intensified when Verstappen, still in third place, backed him into the Red Bull team, Daniel Ricciardo, in fifth, allowing Ricciardo to attempt a pass on turn four on the final lap. Vettel was having none of it, however, blocked and moved to block to the inside where both cars with the front wheels locked up arrived at the apex. Vettel just managed to retain enough momentum to hold onto the position around the outside, which ultimately turned out to be enough to take third place when Verstappen a penalty was applied. Then, just because it's got to get more bizarre, the story continued after race as Vettel was investigated for the Ricciardo incident, and the stewards eventually handed Vettel a 10-second penalty, dropping him behind both Red Bull drivers, meaning it was actually Ricciardo who finished on the final step of the podium. What a mess. Okay? If you're going to decide this stuff, let's decide this stuff while the race is going on. Verstappen ends up actually, you know, remaining in fourth, you know, was up to third, back to fifth, and back to fourth, you know, when he should have given the spot back. So right there, that caused all these other problems. So it's absolutely ridiculous. And I think that, once again, the Stewarts got that one wrong. So tune in next week with the saga in Formula One, and we'll see what happens in that next round. Ricardo, Rosberg still holds the lead, 19 points over Lewis Hamilton, Daniel Ricciardo, Sebastian Vettel, Kimi Raikkonen, and Max Verstappen 1 point behind Kimi Raikkonen in sixth. That's really your top six and the only one that's mathematically anywhere still involved in this. A lot of changes still is steadily coming to the IndyCar series. Simon Pagenaud wrapped up his 2016 IndyCar series at Sonoma Raceway on September 18th. He gained a new teammate at Team Penske Racing in the form of Joseph Newgarden. Chip Ganassi revealed it'll switch from Chevrolet to Honda, with Tony Kanaan retained in Ganassi's number 10 car for another season. Meanwhile, Indianapolis 500 champion Alexander Rossi decided to remain in IndyCars rather than jumping back to Formula One, and AJ Foyt Racing has all but confirmed it's a jump from Honda to Chevrolet. Coincidence. Haas is not going to have an American in 2017. Could we see Alexander Rossi join Haas in 2019? That'd be an interesting opportunity. Haas has continued to do great things over on Formula One, and I think it'd be great to have Alexander Rossi back in the seat, have an American back in that. Dale Coyne tapped one of the future drivers in advance of former IndyCar champion Sebastian Bourdais is set to join Coyne Racing. And let's don't forget about his successful run of James Hinchcliffe is happening on Dancing with the Stars. So we want to make sure that we give a little love out there to Dancing with the Stars. Juan Pablo Montoya is going to drive for Roger Penske in the Indy 500. Juan Pablo JPM has accepted an offer to race the Indy 500 for Team Penske and will not drive full-time in IndyCar next season. Montoya will spend time next year helping his son Sebastian race in Europe and doing television work for Formula One Latin America. Montoya lost the 2015 IndyCar title on a tiebreak and finished ninth this season. He spent 3 years driving for Penske after making the switch from NASCAR back to IndyCar and won four races, including his second Indy 500. Montoya also won the Indy 500 in 2000 while driving for Chip Ganassi. He left for Formula One the next season, was a seven-time winner in F1, and reunited with Ganassi in NASCAR midway through the 2006 Formula One season. Montoya spent seven full seasons in NASCAR before Ganassi did not renew his contract after 2013. He returned to open wheel. Sebastian Montoya is 11, has already won national karting events. Montoya and his wife spent last month in Italy, where Sebastian did some international racing. All right, let's talk a little programming note. Coming up at 9 a.m., FM Sports Saturday, 10 a.m., the Team High School Show, 11 a.m., the Henry T. Show. 6 p.m., we're going to have Alabama versus LSU. Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., the Caliber Sportsman Show. 11 a.m., Cowboys versus Browns. And at 2:30, Titans versus Chargers. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team, with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Your Bucks is back at Route 66 in November. Only 10 points per entry with drawings every Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. This is your chance to press your Bucks too, only at Route 66 Casino Hotel.
Listen Up has all your home theater needs. Not only will you get expert advice on all the 4K Ultra HD TVs, your TV will include a 3-year warranty at no cost. Listen Up carries the exact product for same or better pricing around town. It's Listen Up on Montgomery, just west of Louisiana.
three lucky players are going to win a new Mercedes-Benz GLE SUV during Triple Benz Saturdays at Sandia Resort and Casino, November 5th, 12th, and 19th. Just use your Peak Rewards card at your favorite slot or table game, and you could win one of three fabulous new Mercedes-Benz GLE SUVs. Free play drawings from 11 to 5, and a chance to win the Benz at 7. Why not you? Triple Benz Saturdays, November 5, 12, and 19, at your first resort for fun, Sandia Resort and Casino, I-25 and Tramway.
From a town in Effingham, Illinois, to Albuquerque, New Mexico, comes mouthwatering dishes, great service, and outstanding drink. It's the Effing Bar and Grill, where good times meet great food and drink. Enjoy your favorite game on 14 HD flat screens. Happy hours Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. And the Effing Green Chili Cheeseburger, Effing Reuben, or the Popping Jalapeno Poppers. It's everything you want and more. How about a 2-for-1 Huevos Rancheros every Sunday, or a free appetizer bar on Fridays during happy hour? Tour Effingham, Illinois, right here in Albuquerque. It's the Effing Bar and Grill, half block west of Coors on Sequoia.
Hey sports fans, football season is here and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie.lv, an industry-leading website, is offering a 50% bonus when you join and deposit today. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie.lv. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Call 844-900-2387 or visit us online at mybookie.lv to open an account and claim your 50% bonus. Pull out your smartphone to sign up with our user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Call now to claim your 50% bonus before it's gone. That's 844-900-2387 or go online to mybookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides, with monthly full-color features such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Berlin, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the monthly cover car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today. The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I hope you've been enjoying the chase this year. I think it's pretty exciting. Of course, Martinsville last week with having Jimmy Johnson punch his ticket to Miami. So now as we go forward, and of course this weekend, we're going to have the race in Texas. But next weekend, you can go over to Phoenix, PIR. Easy drive from Albuquerque. You know, maybe seven and a half hours you could get under there, unless, of course, you speed like me, which would go a little bit faster than that. But Kevin Harvick may have to win what we call the Kevin Harvick Invitational. That's right, the race at PIR, and that is the Can-Am 500. And joining the show right now is Greg Fresquez with PIR. How you doing this morning?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, it's a great event. Plus, you know what? I don't know if you know, but all the media guys say the food is the best at the PIR Media Center. And
that's great to hear.
Daytona and everybody, bro. So congratulations on that. But what a full slate you guys are going to have. Starting November the 11th, that's a Friday, with the Lucas Oil 150, the Xfinity Series November Phoenix Race November 12th, and, of course, the Big Daddy on November 13th, the Can-Am 500. What special things you guys got in store for that race weekend that maybe people would jump in their car and make a trip over from Albuquerque?
Well, definitely. I mean, so we've got the, like you mentioned, the Camping World Truck Series, then the Xfinity Series on Saturday, and then a Sprint Cup Series with the Can-Am 500 on Sunday. So 3 days of great racing back to back. All of them are, basically what we're calling the Phoenix Four, right? So we're going, in the Cup Series, we're going from eight drivers down to four at all race. And, all the series for the first time ever, are basically doing the chase grid, right? So, they're not all going from eight to four. I think in trucks, it's only, like six to four.
Yep.
But nonetheless, they're all getting narrowed down. So Phoenix is going to be I mean, it's a semifinal race, so it's always one of the most important races on the series for the year. But this particular event, having the chase for all three races, it's going to be an exciting weekend. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah. So what's it like? I mean, you know, the season kind of gets started with the biggest race of them all, Daytona. But
right.
Early in the season, they come out to Phoenix with the the Southwest swing, and then at the end of the season, second to the last race of the year. So what's it like to do planning an event with a couple of races with such a big difference between the track in say March versus the track in November?
Yeah, I like to brag that we have two of the largest events in the state, and really three now with the IndyCar race coming
right.
back, and there's so many fans with the Unser family, being from Albuquerque, so that's so great to have that back on the calendar. But right now, as far as focusing for this race coming up next weekend, semifinal race, it's the biggest event we've got all year. It's phenomenal, and to be that close. I don't know, it's a 40 minute plane ride, or like you're saying, a 6 hour, 7 hour drive. Great event. If you come out for the day, or if you come out for the weekend, something you don't want to miss. Tickets are available at, phoenixraceway.com. There's tickets on the hillside that are unreserved that start at $35. And then youth tickets are like $10. So, I mean, it's an event you don't want to miss. It's an all-star race, and obviously everybody in the series, but to go from eight drivers down to four, it's going to be something else.
Yeah, absolutely. And